Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right, in our previous sessions, we have been talking about that parents as educators need to have a certain set of knowledge and skills. So we talked about knowledge, and now I want to ask you, what kind of skills do parents need to have when they are upbringing their children in an Islamic way?
Yes, we would have to talk about the skills. And before that, we need to expand upon the issue of the emotions also, especially regarding chastity.
Okay.
That was something which we just mentioned. I mean, being afif, as is in Arabic, chaste, or being able to manage that lust and desire, that is very important, whether it is pertains to food or other things which are required for our health, for our physical fitness. And then even when it comes to the opposite sex, which is very important, especially for ourselves and for our children, controlling the feelings regarding, I mean, these feelings are natural. If they are not there, human beings will not survive. The continuity of the human race is based on this very instinct. Just as the as any other animal would be would require this, to be able to continue the rate of the, its species in this world, the human being also requires this feeling, which is important. It has to be managed. It has to be controlled, and that is the equilibrium we want to achieve. There are two extremes, where one, for example. One is over, for example, when it comes to food, it expresses itself in overeating.
Okay.
One has a temptation for good or delicious food, and he starts eating without any consideration for his health.
True.
Or even if it's not an issue of health, maybe it's an issue of being completely engrossed in something which is
not having control on yourself.
Material is okay. A material gain.
True.
And you eat so many delicious foods. The more you get engrossed in that enterprise of eating,
yeah,
the more you move away from spirituality.
All right.
So controlling your eating habits and other things which we like to do. And also, when it comes to sexual relationships with the opposite sex, it has to be controlling this. Of course, when it comes to the halal way of doing it, that is very much emphasized in Islam, that should be done in a very in a manner which gives you complete relaxation and satisfaction. That is very important for human beings to be able to experience well-being. Yeah. As it is with food, it is also with this issue.
All right.
It should not be on either extremes, especially becoming a state where one does not desire to eat food.
Okay,
that is not good.
Well, so you're trying to say that being lusty or having desires is okay. That's one should not go through this obsessive compulsion disorder.
One should not why do it for the sake of greed.
And why do I have this? But they have to control it, use it in a halal way, be that desires or be that lust. Well, I'll ask more to you about that after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the control of emotions and the skills required by parents. Yes.
So, once that we ourselves are able to control ourselves and manage our relations and manage our feelings, and we are able to, when we engage with in different relationships, especially with our children, with our spouses, with our children, there we have to completely come out of the other relationships which we have. The baggage should not come with it. If we have any problems,
even if we are in the worldly relationships of our family, we have to be sincere even there. When we are with family, we're with family.
I mean, just forget what was happening today at work. Leave that behind. Come
home. Do
not
bash out on your family, whatever.
So your passion, your engagement with your family should be completely for them.
Okay.
That is sincerity of purpose there. Allah Almighty wants us to get engaged in that relationship with sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
And all our feelings and understandings should be for that sake. So all our feelings, emotions, anger, they should not be allowed to get involved. If there's some issue where we are pent up, where we have pented up feelings at the place of work or at any other place outside the house, we should leave that, forget that. I mean, we should be able to, as a computer makes folders, a computer program, you make folders.
Yeah.
And you, from one folder to the other folder, you come out of this folder, you go into the other folder. You forget what was there in the other folder. So we have to be able to have this technique.
Processing.
That we are able to make compartments in our life.
True.
And make demarcations. And then manage our thoughts and feelings according to those folders in a very intellectual way.
So you are trying to say that we need to have skills when we as parents are able to manage our feelings. We are not mixing our external feelings with our internal feelings in our family, with the other members of the family. We need to have these set of skills.
Emotional skills, yes. True. Mental skills, emotional things. Skills.
That's how we are teaching a child that he does not repeat that tomorrow in his own life.
Exactly. Time management skills.
Okay.
Practical skills are required. Time management, communication skills, how we communicate. Communication skills is something which is overarching. It is a cross-cutting issue where whenever you're engaged with a communication, even with Allah Almighty, when we're communicating in the form of prayers, that requires certain skills.
True.
Here also, the communication skills, how we express what we feel. One of the issues that we have, for example, as me as a parent, I love my child, But I'm not able to express my love for him in a way that he is able to understand.
So this expression of love requires skills.
I mean, it's not just having love. It is the
expression of love. True. We will talk more on what kind of skills are still required by parents in the Islamic upbringing after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "He who has a child must treat him in a childish manner."
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about how parents can control their emotions, what set of rules are required that are essential for Islamic upbringing of the children. Well, Professor, you told us about the certain set of skills. You also talked about one of the important skills, that was communication with God. We often see parents who don't reach their desires in the world, and the communication with God is like, you really don't have any love left for me. That's why you want your servant to suffer in this world like this. So when a child hears certain kind of communication of a parent with God, do you think it has impact on his the way he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Certainly, when anyone, especially a parent, would like to express in a way this feeling that, oh Allah Almighty, I have no hope left in you, you have left me on my own, that's...
I mean, there are certain things, like for example, if a particular person passes away, or if a particular tragedy comes to a person, like Islam teaches us, say over here, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Despite of reacting like this, we have many, many parents, many, many people over there who react like, who communicate with God in a way, you only have tragedies for me. You particularly want to target me. Why you have all tragedies for me? Don't you think this kind of question, this kind of communication with God teaches self-centricness to a child?
Yes, certainly. I mean, you need to make, comes back to the understanding that the parent should have. And that is the bigger picture. And in the bigger picture, whoever faces more difficulties, more tragedies, he becomes more closer to God.
Okay.
So for many people, that is a way of that Allah Almighty is providing for us, facilitating us to move to Him at a quicker pace. I mean, those who become close to Allah, they are put to more tests and trials and tribulations. They are given more opportunities to make them excel. So this is the mindset that has to change. That comes back to the bigger picture, realizing and understanding the bigger picture. So a parent should understand that. So this communication in the form of becoming hopeless in God is something which goes back to the correct understanding of the truth. And then if we have this mindset, that we are going to impart the same thing to the child. So we need to be able to have good communication skills with our children, expressing our pure love in a proper way. Time management, because we have many hadiths which say that you need to classify your time. So
yeah,
we'll talk about that in the future.
Inshallah. Thank you so much for being with us, Professor Naqavi. So we have a certain set of skills as parents that we need to be having, even our communication with God, even if when we are hopeless, it's very important what we are communicating, what we are talking, the tone we are talking in to God and others. All those skills are required, all that has impact. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, comments or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio or our official website, that's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanallah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space. returns upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone.